From the Hunger Task Force, presenting an informational report providing an update regarding the administration of the food share program in Milwaukee County. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I'm sending the report around. I'll try to abbreviate it.
We probably should have had this item first and then the last item.
Could have been a vote changer. So I did ask Supervisor West to be present today to talk about food share in Milwaukee. 4 years ago, Milwaukee County did operate the food share program. Before that, it was called food stamps, and now it's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by the feds. What's changed about the program is what I'm going to tell you about, but it includes program administration, how people get their benefits, and how the program influences your local economy. I've been with the Hunger Task Force for 15 years. I am a registered lobbyist here with Milwaukee County. I've been working on food share policy for the past 4 years with the COG Center, which is our state's largest welfare office. We first came to the COG Center because the Department of Health Services had launched the Access Program, which is an online application system. And a lot of people thought that the online application system wouldn't work. It was too futuristic. Poor people don't know how to use computers. They don't have access to computers. They're just not smart enough to get it. And what we figured out was they were wrong. Access does work, and the program is very useful to our customers. Senior members of the committee are going to remember that people who called 289-6000 might not have the phone answered, which was the county's welfare office number. You might call in to call in a change report. You might want to find out about your case or what happened to your food share, and you would not get the phone answered. As a result, people went to COGS in record numbers, and it was always a crazy, busy, overcrowded place, and at times not safe to be at. There was a lot of talk back then about whether or not the phone system should be privatized, sent over to UWM. A lot of stuff happened back then. But ultimately, the state decided to take over food stamps here in Milwaukee County. And so we have an interesting state in that only Milwaukee County is run by the state, and all of the other counties are run by consortiums or mixed county models. In other states, generally, when the program is successful, it is run by the state. What I can say is that a lot of people confused what we now call modernization as privatization. They felt that having the phones be answered by an outside source would be privatization, and they were right about that. But modernization really is the use of a computer, a telephone, and a fax or a scanner to handle your business from the comfort and privacy of your own home. More and more people are applying for food stamps and really are eligible for the benefit, and they need that help, but they don't necessarily have to meet a social worker or go to the welfare office to make that happen. So there was a lot of politics about 3 years ago, but ultimately the state made the decision to take over food share. And when they did that, what happened with Milwaukee County employees was a significant brain drain. You guys lost a lot of your information and a lot of your talent. You no longer know how the food stamp program operates. You don't inform the food stamp program. And the food stamp program, frankly, doesn't inform you. Ed Kamen does not appear in front of you to report about and be accountable about food share in Milwaukee. And I think that that's important. Shortly after Governor Scott Walker was elected in 2010 and all of that stuff was going on in Madison, Hunger Task Force staff embedded in Room 105 noticed a lot of new faces. And what we noticed was that those people didn't understand customer service and weren't serving the customers very well. People might come in to apply for food share, and they might be able to apply, but they wouldn't walk out with a benefit card. People were told to go home and wait for a phone call. The people behind that were 350 private sector employees from the Hewlett-Packard Corporation. Mr. Kamen privatized the food share program without authorization from the federal government. We were able to get that information through a FOIA request that we filed with the Department of Health Services. We turned that information over to the USDA. They came down and discovered it. And as a result, Secretary Smith was told that he had illegally privatized the food stamp program in Milwaukee County. That was the aim back then. They were placed in corrective action, and they refused the corrective action. Secretary Smith told the USDA, the federal government, basically, we'll run the program the way that we want to, and we'll be as creative as we feel fit to be. Under the threat of a $5.6 million fine, they reversed the privatization. The Hewlett-Packard employees got hired, and now they all work for the state. During your tenure at COGS, and I think that this is an important point, especially for Supervisor Mayo, you make a really good point about the taxpayers. The food share program has delivered more than $23.5 million in benefits just from the 35,000 households Hunger Task Force has assisted. Food share is money. It's federal money, 100% of it. The state matches the administrative dollars to run the program with Milwaukee County and the other counties. But the feds provide the other 50% and 100% of the food share benefit. And so what that means here in Milwaukee County is $42 million in economic impact. And so all the taxpayers should be super happy. Because without that money, people would go hungry. We would see wide-scale hunger in the streets. The pantry network would not be able to keep up, and Hunger Task Force would be out of food at its food bank. And so the food share program is the nation's first line of defense against hunger. It's super important to recognize the value of that because it not only generates food for people, since you can only use food share to buy food, but it also helps our food and transportation industries. We create jobs with food share. So, that being said, there was a lot of talk at the state level about fraud, and I think it's important to also address the issue of fraud. Our state decided to spend a whole ton of money on audits through the Legislative Audit Bureau. Supervisors Sanfilippo and Harris will probably know more about this in January, but the report basically came back and found that of the 403,000 eligible households receiving food share, 152 people had committed fraud. 0.03% fraud in the food share program. We don't have rampant fraud. We don't have wide-scale fraud. But we do have an Office of Inspector General at the state that's staffed by 33 auditors that have to find fraud. And so there's not rampant fraud. We did have an issue of fraud involving employees of the state who helped themselves to some money. We have seen food share fraud at the store level. But the number of people who are actually committing fraud with their food share card, according to the Legislative Audit Bureau of the state of Wisconsin, is 0.03%. So, fabulous news about food share. It actually works. It helps people. So there's been a lot of attention, I mean, even in the national election, around what's going on with food share. Obama was referred to as a food stamp president. What's going on with that? Well, the reality is that the food stamp program, food share, has been fully enrolled in Milwaukee County for a long, long time, but food share has really increased its enrollment in the state of Wisconsin, which caught up with us, 189% from 2008 to 2012. And that's a result of the recession. People are eligible for food share. They get food share. It's an income, asset, and expense test. If you can't prove your eligibility, you don't get the benefit. It's not some free assistance or a gift from the federal government. The unfinished piece of business that I talked about earlier was the civil rights compliance complaint that Hunger Task Force filed in October of 2009. The state usually has 90 days to investigate and remediate. It was investigated. It took 6 months. It is still not remediated. People get vital documents in English when they don't speak English. The online application asks you what language you speak. You're supposed to then get the documents in that language. They are not able to do that. The closest they've been able to, come is to translate something called a language dialogue box, which is a box that says, if you can't read this letter, call this number. And still the workers are not selecting the correct language dialogue box, and so even that comes out in English. As a result, people look like they commit fraud. We have two Hmong families who both applied for benefits, received benefits, did not speak any English. Every document they got was in English, and as a result, received overpayments. And now they have to repay their overpayment to the federal government. $5,000 in one case, $7,000 in another case. That is a lifetime of poverty for those people. And they did not make a mistake on their case. Their worker did, because their worker didn't speak English. They filed for fair hearing. They were too late because they couldn't read their fair hearing documents. We're continuing to modernize. We are now at UMOS, Robles on the south side on Mitchell Street, and PSI on the northwest side. And so we do get federal funding to employ staff to take computers out into the community and teach people how to take care of their own business. And I think that that's dignified. And it's normalized, and it reduced costs even for the state of Wisconsin. So modernization is the way to go. If you haven't checked out Access, I suggest doing that. It's just www.wi.access.gov. You can even test to see whether or not someone you know is eligible, or just enter some information and see how it works. But it's a really good system. I do appreciate it. There are times when it's a little frustrating because the state goes in and reprograms it for Medicaid issues. And then it usually throws a curveball into food share, but overall it is well run. I would say that Hector Colon, and I love the guy, has been really challenged to learn a lot of stuff since he got the job, lots of stuff. But the one program that he is still is not familiar with is food share. And because he doesn't have the expertise to understand how food share should run in our community, he's not even able to report out to you necessary information to figure out whether or not the people of Milwaukee County are adequately served. And if you think about the fact that one in six of your constituents, or if you're in the city of Milwaukee, one in four of your constituents is using this program, it's pretty important that the Director of Health and Human Services know this program. The current state of food share in Milwaukee is that Milwaukee County is the landlord. You rent a space to the people who run the program. On average right now, 278,000 people are using food share in the city of Milwaukee. Benefit payments are on track to bring $430 million into Milwaukee County this year alone. All the more reason for it to be a well-run program. Oversight to ensure proper administration is obvious at this point. They're violating people's civil rights, they're privatizing the program illegally, and they do not communicate with you. So I would suggest that further involvement from this committee and from the county board would be important, even imperative. We do have a strong history with the county. We love working with you guys, and all of the work that we have shared together over the last 4 years I think is important. We just are strongly recommending at this juncture that the county board consider the role of food share in service to the people and to make sure that that program is accountable and transparent to benefit the citizens of Milwaukee County.
There you go.
Supervisor Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Tuska, you have a program that you didn't touch on about the seniors. How's that program about making sure seniors know they can get food share? Because there are
yes.
a lot of people in even in my community, in the Southern District, don't realize they can get a food share. How's that program going?
The Stockbox program is
correct.
The program that he's talking about, and it's a commodity program. So we deliver a prepacked commodity box of food from the feds to 9,000 local seniors. We outreach to those seniors and give them lots of information about food share. One of the challenges that we have is that they aren't likely to be as computer literate. Some are, but the vast majority aren't. And so we have two full-time benefit specialists who can help seniors. We literally not just go to where we distribute the boxes, but we go to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a senior who is in need of food share and is willing to apply, we will send someone to their house with a computer and literally a desktop scanner, and we'll scan their documents in. We have been able to not only get people food share, but also to save them about $100 on their Medicaid or Medicare copay, and as a result, keep them in their housing.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get in touch with you on that.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
How many people, excuse me.
Supervisor Stamper.
About how many people come to you on a daily basis?
At the COG Center?
Is that where you are?
In the COG Center, literally 400 to 500 people will visit per day. In room 105, 150 on average.
Join the conservatives.
We're located on Hawley Road at I-94. Sherry Tussler. I'm the executive director. Yeah, he's going, yeah, I've seen her now. Very much so.
Yes.
But that's not going to stop the state from continuing.
Yes, okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Ms. Tussler. It's always enlightening. All right. Is there any? See no further business. We are now adjourned from our marathon.